I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. It's hard to believe, but after only two films under his belt, director Tim Story was tapped to guide the big-budget comic book-inspired movie The Fantastic Four. Before this, Story had made a name for himself by directing the hit Barbershop and Taxi, which starred Queen Latifah. I talked with a 30-something Los Angeles native who is fast becoming one of Hollywood's hottest directors.
A new day is dawning. The day of the Fantastic Four.
Tim Story, welcome, man. Good to have you.
It's good to be here.
Listen, I said off mic, and I'll say it, congratulations to you. I suspect this must be, one of those things that you pinch yourself.
Yeah, I guess I've been pinching myself from the beginning. I mean, I was a big comic book fan, so, you know, I got to admit, you know, you never thought you'd do something, you know, this big and, you know, kind of so early in my career and everything like that. The chance to get to do a movie like this is incredible, and then for it to perform is even much, you know, bigger than that, you know.
Now, you say you read comics. Were you a Fantastic Four fan?
Yeah, you know, Fantastic Four was kind of one of those ones, just like Spider-Man and just like, Superman and Batman. You know, there weren't as many comic books as there are now back then, as we might say. And it was one of those that, when you and the kids were on the block and pretending you were somebody, you know, somebody would sometime get Batman and Robin, so you had to pick other ones. So
now, who were you?
The Thing or Batman or something like that, you know, because The Thing was the cool one. Still is, I think, for kids.
Now, you, like many your age, when you were coming up, thought about being a rapper. You even dabbled in it in high school, I understand.
Yeah.
But we're smart enough to know maybe this is not the meal ticket. But at that time, you also were interested in film as a younger person. And I guess growing up in L.A., it's kind of in the water. But did your family love films? Did you have people in the business? What was it about film that drew you to it?
It's weird. You know, I had two parents that had nothing to do. They were the farthest away from Hollywood that you could pretty much be. I mean, they worked at the Department of Water and Power. They didn't know anything about that. And I kind of grew up in a family that my older brother was a musician, played every instrument. And my sister was an athlete. And I got into movies, and it was just kind of one of those things where I used to perform little shows for my family and this. And I mean, this is so weird that I'm telling you this, but I used to perform these little, little shows or whatever. And my brother at one point got an 8mm camera. And after he got bored of it, gave it to me. And I started just using it. And I was the one into Star Wars figures and Legos and all of this stuff. And I would just film stuff. So it just came to me, you know, I had my first movie that I ever made when I was 12. And
Do you recall what the first one was? What was the subject matter?
Yeah, it was a horror film, actually. And I had a friend of mine put on like the Halloween costume he had, and I had my other best friend, you know, kind of be the guy that's chasing the killer, and everybody else I killed, like my younger sister, you know, my sister and anybody else that was around, you know, they got killed. And it was really weird. It was funny because even back then I didn't know about editing, so you had to pretty much just shoot it, and there were these long takes, and if you messed up, hey, it goes in the movie. So it's really weird to think about that stuff.
Tim, let me ask you this. You seem to be a lover of film. Do you have a favorite film?
You know, it's really hard because I'm a lover of so many different films. I mean, one of the ones that probably comes up the quickest when I say one of my favorite films is The Shawshank Redemption.
Do you have a favorite black movie?
Of course, it's Do the Right Thing. You know, I consider this a black movie, too. Stir Crazy was one of my favorites. Uptown Saturday Night and Cooley High. And those are the ones that there was just something in the authenticity that those movies were that I kind of, you know, strive to do it. Those are a few of the ones that just kind of like, of course, in Hollywood Shuffle, that was one of the ones that was just like, whoa.
Let me ask you this. As you tick off those movies as your list, what do you think, or perhaps you've never even thought about this, but there are going to be a number of kids of a certain age when asked that question, that Barbershop is going to come up. Do you even think about that you have made a seminal movie for, in particular, black America?
You know, it's weird because Barbershop was just a magic. I mean, it's one of those situations where I had such a good time. I had a crew and a cast, producers, actors, that we were all making the same film. And there was this cocoon we were in. I must say, even though we had Hollywood money, we made it without Hollywood. And literally at the time, the studio we were at was doing three other movies that were costing $100 million or more. And we were this little, you know, engine over here on the side. We were in Chicago in the winter, so they weren't coming to visit us.
Right.
And we were just left alone. And I think when I look at that experience, I wish I could tell, you know, other young filmmakers that, wow, if you get that experience, because I must admit, with my last two films, I haven't had anywhere near that type of autonomy, just to kind of be out there with the actors and with the producers and just doing the film and just really doing it from the heart. And I guess, you know, when I think about people putting this movie in the ranks of those, you know, great black films, it's just an honor. It's just really cool that people accepted it the way they did.
I lost the shop. I actually sold it to Lester Wallace. I just realized today that this was something worth saving.
This ain't no school of the blind, Coward. This is the barber shop. The place where a black man means something. Cornerstone neighborhood. Our own country club. I mean, can't you see that?
Well, if your track record is anything to go by, we have perhaps a couple of more slots to add into as your films come. What's on the horizon for you? What are you working on next?
Of course, there's been talk about a Fantastic Four sequel, and then I have another project I'm actually working on with a playwright by the name of David Talbert, who is doing a film called Fabric of a Man. Get my production company off the ground and also do more films. But it will hopefully be cool.
I'm sure it will be. Sky's the limit for you, man. Listen, congratulations, and we appreciate you came by to spend some time with us.
Thank you so much.